CJMQ, and today we're talking with Tammy Steeper. Now you're with the River Junction Band. So that's a pretty neat band. It's kind of a family band. You and your husband are in it, for one thing, and there's some other members, too?
Yes, Derek Hardy, he's lead vocals, and Dave Collins Jr. is our lead player.
Okay.
And Paul Dufour is our drummer.
Great. Now, you do the bass guitar, also lead vocals and backup vocals also.
Right.
So you play a big part.
Well, I don't know.
I think so. Now, you and your husband, you got started in music. I know you were in another band before this one, too.
My husband was a rock band with our singer. They were in a rock band together.
Okay, in a rock band, so from rock to country.
Yeah.
Who was interested in the country? Was it you that got your husband interested in country?
Somewhat. I think that he is a country bumpkin at heart, and we just pulled it out of him.
That's neat. Good. So now you're located in Ontario. Lucan, Ontario, is it?
Lucan, yep.
And you have a CD out, your first CD. I believe it has 5 songs on it?
Yes, it's a 5-song EP.
So that's interesting. Tell us about that.
We released it actually last summer.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, I think it actually came out. But we just gave it to radio through Lauren in January. So it was pretty exciting for us to have that out there, yeah.
Yeah, fresh off the press. Mm-hmm. So right now we're playing Born Country, and that's a really peppy song. Now, did you write the song?
Actually, my husband did.
Okay.
My husband did, and he writes the lyrics and the melody, and then we all just kind of get together. Well, actually, him and Junior, our lead guitar player, we just call him Junior because we can't have two Daves.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of go through it together, and then we all jam it out together, and then we just come up with the end product. So.
Okay, that's neat. Now, did he write all the songs on the album?
Yes. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he basically writes all the lyrics for all of our material. We are actually currently doing some pre-production on some more of our stuff, so that's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. Good for you. And I was reading your music is heard all over, and even in Europe, too, and you're even thinking of taking a tour in Europe at some point?
At some point, we've looked into that. Hopefully that'll come to fruition, but that's kind of on the back burner for now. We just kind of want to concentrate on Canada.
Yeah, certainly not a priority. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
Good country music and upcoming artists is certainly very popular in Canada and very important, too. Okay, now your parents also had a big influence in you getting interested in music, I was reading.
Yes, my mom and my dad both they were in a band together as well when I was growing up, and they pulled me up on stage once in a while to sing for them, and I guess that's when I caught the bug, but my dad actually taught my husband Dave how to play the guitar, because in the rock band he was a drummer.
Okay.
So my parents had a great big huge influence on me in music, for sure.
Good. Definitely a lot of support from the family there too. That's so pretty neat too.
Yeah.
Okay. You won an award, so tell us about that. I know I went to your website and I was reading I guess it's an excerpt from a newspaper around there.
Yeah, we actually just won the 2010 Best Country in the Toronto Independent Music Awards.
That's quite an honor.
Yes, it really is. And we were actually finalists in the Best Live category as well in the Toronto Independent Music Awards. So we were pretty pumped about that.
Exactly. So a lot of practicing for that. Definitely a lot of competition about how many were in it.
Oh, I think that there was probably overall, there was, I think, 750 bands.
Wow,
that were for that category,
bands.
Yeah. And then they whittled it down. I think there was 5 in the finalists. And we got to actually go and perform as part of it.
Okay.
So they could see us rather than just hear us on. So that's pretty cool, too, because we're actually a band that you really kind of have to see, because we really enjoy what we do, and hopefully it's portrayed in our stage show. Because we don't stand still, that's for sure.
So a lot of animation and a lot of enthusiasm.
Yes, a lot of energy on stage.
Great.
My husband actually just is healing from, he broke his heel. He was on a speaker stack, and when he went to get down on the end of the tail end of the song, he actually sprained both of his ankles very badly and broke his heel.
Oh.
So he was on stage in a chair for quite some time.
Oh, I hope he's doing better.
He's actually just got back to work, so it was 6 months.
Yeah, well, you all have day jobs too, I guess.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so it's finding that balance between the day job and your passion.
Yes, exactly. You know, and we're very, extremely lucky because we have 5 people that are really good people, and we rehearse weekly, and everybody, you know, it's hard to get 5 people on the same page, and I give credit to Paul and Derek and Junior also for coming out and their dedication, and, you know, they're excellent people, and we all get along like a big family, so.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's so important, especially when you do have day jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and we spend so much time together because we perform basically every weekend, so, you know, it's a good thing that we all get along.
Now, what's the album called? What's the name of the album?
It's just entitled Born Country.
Okay, Born Country.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So right now, I guess the first single out is the title track, Born Country.
Born Country, yep. Okay. Yep. Hopefully we'll put out another single in the next little while here. It'll probably be Pickup Truck, one of our other ones. So.
Okay, well, that sounds great, too. So you have some videos, too, I guess, on YouTube? Or?
Basically, that's just of the band, you know. We don't, as of yet, we don't have a whole lot of live coverage of our shows yet. It's just kind of hard to get somebody to come out and you know, tape because they just want to have fun, and we don't want to impose on anybody either. You know what I mean? But we have just little excerpts of us fooling around and just having fun doing what we love to do. So
I think that gives people a good idea of the band, too. So if somebody wants to see you live, are you performing just around Ontario, or?
Yes, as of right now, we're just performing around in Ontario, so hopefully, you know, we can get some of the festivals of the summer, and we've actually opened up for Toby Keith and Travis Tritt, Duck Walker, Roadhammers, George Canyon, you know, a bunch of people in festivals in 2009. So hopefully we can go after a few more festivals.
Oh, those are big names.
Yeah,
that must have been a lot of fun.
Yes.
And it gets you out there, too. It gets people noticing you.
Yeah, we'd like to have the River Junction Band as more well-known, you know.
Well, it's getting there fast, too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Good.
We work hard, and we really really enjoy what we do. It's a passion that we all share.
Well, that's the most important thing, the passion.
Yeah.
Definitely in the music. So how would you describe your music? Is it more modern country or old country? Or?
Most definitely more modern. Not that we don't like the old country. That is definitely a staple, because without that, where would we be right now, right? So, and we do some Johnny Cash and stuff like that. But our own music is definitely more edgy. The newer stuff that we have coming out, the stuff we're working on for pre-production right now, is different even still than the 5 that we've just already put out. There's a lot of really surprising stuff coming out, and just can't wait for people to hear it and see what they think.
Oh, that sounds pretty exciting and titillating, too.
Yeah.
So you have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do. If you just go to Facebook and look up River Junction Band, go on there, and we'd be glad to have you as, you know, on our fan page. It'd be great.
Great. So that's your website, and you're on Facebook. You're on Twitter, too?
Yes. If you go to our website, www.riverjunctionband.com, and up in the right-hand corner, there's links to our Twitter, our YouTube, our Facebook, and everything on there. So, and our Sonic Bids electronic press kit is up there as well.
Good. Sounds like you've got it covered. Now, if somebody wants to get a copy of the album, can they get it off your website?
Actually, not as of right now.
Okay.
But if they go to our website and email me, I'd be glad to send anybody out a CD.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great. So any other special plans for the summer?
Just getting a few last-minute details on some festivals, which we haven't got nailed down yet, so I can't really, you know. We're just working on them right now. So
that sounds like a lot of projects in the work.
Yes. Can I just say one thing as well, too?
Mm-hmm.
My dad passed away 4 years ago, actually, today, and I just want to dedicate this to my dad.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Good. Anything else you'd like to mention before we go, Tammy?
Not not so much. Just call in and request War and Country by the River Junction Band.
Okay, well, we thank you very much and wish you and the band all the best.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It is.